Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, our series أسماء الحسنى Blessed Names of Allah عز وجل And in this episode again we will hear the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and explain them, endeavor to explain them in light of what the ulama have written. Inshallah, in today's episode, the name that we are going to hear is Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim. Alif Lam at the beginning, then Ha, Kaf, Ya, and Mim. Al-Hakim. Now this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appeared in the Quran approximately 40 times. And the meaning of Hakim is the one who possesses wisdom, the one who is wise. And the ulama explained that Hakim is the one who does every act, everything, the way it should be done. Wherever he has to place something, he places it there. The time period that he needs to do something in, he does it at that time. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator Jalla Jalaluhu, is no doubt Hakim. All of his actions possess wisdom. They have deep wisdom in them. Even though we as insan, weak human beings, we may not be able to understand those wisdoms, but every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every action contains deep wisdom. And none of his acts are bereft, devoid of wisdom. In various parts of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about hikmah, wisdom. In one place, he speaks about the one who has been given wisdom. And he describes how the one who has been granted wisdom has been granted abundant good. So in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, verse 269, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا And whoever was given wisdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed he was given abundant goodness. Now when we read the Quran, when we ponder over the Quran, and especially the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this has to be done, that has to be fulfilled, this is necessary upon people. And in many places where those commands are mentioned, Allah jalla wa ala also mentions this sifa of his being Hakim, all wise. So in various parts of the Quran, the name Hakim will appear and a command after that. What does this allude to? What does this tell us? The ulama say that this tells us that that hukam contains a lot of wisdom. There is a lot of wisdom behind that command. Now, when mentioning the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions this attribute of hikmah, which is found in the Anbiya alayhim salam to the greatest extent from all of creation. They were the most wise from all of creation. And inshallah, we'll hear verses in this regard as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ahkamul hakimin, that he is the best of those who judge or decide. And it goes without saying that the best judge, the best one in terms of decisions is the one who is the most wise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. There is none who can match him in this regard and in any regard. No one can match him. He is the most wise. So all of his decisions, all of his commands, everything, subhanAllah, the greatest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ahkamul hakimin. Now a lot of these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lot of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't understand the wisdom behind them straight away. But then later on, we realize that that was better for us, or this command has this wisdom in it. So insan, we are weak in our understanding, or our understanding is limited, and our comprehension has a boundary. And that is why it takes us time. So Hakim, coming back to it, one of the meanings is the one who decides, the one who commands something. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest in this regard. And in the Quran, in Surah Teen, Allah jalla wa ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, human in the best form, في أحسن تقويم. Then we returned him to the lowest of levels. Except those who believed and did righteous actions, then for them is a reward which is never ending. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now this verse and the next one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how those people, the lowest of the low, they have the lowest status, they reject the Day of Judgment. And he finishes off by saying, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not the greatest of decision makers? So the maqsood, the purpose of this is to inform insan that did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not create insan and then give him authority as well, placed authority in him, granted him an intellect, understanding, and it's because of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize a person on the Day of Judgment, this partial will that he has. So in the world, if anyone commits oppression, kufr, falls into disbelief, polytheism, usurps someone's wealth, and because of his status in the world, because of his so-called rank in the world, he is not punished for it. People are not able to take him to task for his crimes. Then there should be a place where revenge is taken. There should be a place where justice is served. And as we know, that will be on the Day of Judgment. But on the Day of Judgment, those who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who committed oppression, and they seemingly got away with it in the world, the Day of Judgment is that place where decisions will be made against them. Judgment will take place against them. Justice will be served. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide between people. And he is the most just. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Ma'idah verse 50, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. And who is greater than Allah as a decision maker for a nation who has yaqeen, who has certainty. So the one who has intellect, the one who has understanding, he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide on the Day of Judgment. So he doesn't reject the hereafter. So the Hakim is in the meaning of Hakim. And Hakim, in terms of being a decision maker, in terms of making judgments, there is none who come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning of Hakim, as given by the ulama, is Dhul Hikmah. That being which possesses wisdom. And this is, as we explained earlier on, that any act that needs to be done is done in the best way, how it should be done, the time period it should be done in. Wisdom also plays an effect in ensuring that it takes place in the right time period as well. And the manner in which it should be done, again, hikmah, wisdom, tells you about that. Now, we are commanded to act upon our knowledge, to do amal upon your ilm. Now, when a person is hakim, he knows that the hukm is to do amal upon your ilm. And when he is wise, he will take into consideration the psyche, the nature of the person he is discussing something with, he is speaking to, he is trying to rectify. So his wisdom will lead him to using the right approach each time. So for example, he is speaking to someone who is not very educated, and it's known he's a laborer, he hasn't had any formal education. Now, speaking to him in a manner where you're using most grammatical English or most eloquent English, rather, that wouldn't make sense. Because the person, the maqsood is to inform him of something or to rectify him, and you will not fulfill that maqsood, that purpose. Why? Things will go over his head. So you wouldn't speak to him in that level. And alhamdulillah, a great example of this is Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Maulana Ilyas Qadri, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, that he's a poet as well. He's a sha'ir, and his Urdu is immense. His Urdu is on a very great level. He's very eloquent in terms of his Urdu. But when he addresses the public, especially in his Madani Muzakaras, majority of people watching are from the awam, from the public. And they may fall into that category of not being very educated. So for him to speak in a very eloquent way during his Madani Muzakara, to inform people of Shari'i Masail or to give general advice, it wouldn't make sense for him to use that way or adopt that way. So he speaks, and we've all seen it in very simple Urdu. And ourselves as well, we should be able to judge who we need to speak to in which manner. And this is a sign that a person possesses hikmah, a person possesses wisdom. So every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. We know this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has also commanded people to use wisdom as well. And to gain an insight or to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at creation. Centuries have passed. The heavens are still in the same manner, are still running the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained from day one. There is no colliding of anything. There is no example of a creation made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, natural creation like the heavens, breaking down. The sun rises in the same spot. The sun sets in the same spot. And the moon comes out at the same time. Subhanallah, this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is kamil. If a person even ponders upon his own dhat, how he was created, when he came into the world, the process he went through, it wasn't the case that when he was born, he was able to run straight away. Of course not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way he has ordained, a person, when he is born, first he is looked after, he needs care and attention all around the clock. And then when he starts to walk, he falls, he has to hold on to things, and his walking is not in the same way as an adult or a young child who can walk properly without any interruption. So a toddler or someone younger than that, it takes time. So from the beginning, he's just moving his feet around. He has enough ability to alert his mother of anything. And then he drags himself on the floor. He crawls. And then he obviously walks using aids as well. Nowadays, we use aids to help children. And thereafter comes a stage where he's walking without any assistance or any interruption. So look at the tartib. Look at the order. Look at the way a person learns how to walk even. There's so much wisdom in that. And if we were to even ponder upon just that, that would be sufficient. But the issue is we don't ponder. And we should ponder upon the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how he has made the creation. There's immense wisdom inside it. Similarly, take the food of a child. He can't have any food from day one. His stomach will not accept it. He doesn't have the strength. So milk, and then the mother's milk is the best in this regard. Then later on, he has soft foods. He eats foods which are easily digested. And like this, there are stages until he reaches a time where he can eat whatever adults eat, whether spices or anything else as well. But again, when you look at the tartib, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained it, subhanAllah, immense wisdom behind it. So let us hear some verses now where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned using wisdom. So in Surah Ali Imran, verse 110, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how this ummah, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the best ummah. He says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. So in this verse, what we ordered to do, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. First of all, we're told that you are the best ummah that have been taken out for the people. Why? Because you command goodness, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you forbid evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another verse of the Quran, we're told how to command goodness, how to call towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Nahl, verse 125, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أُدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Call towards the way of your Lord with hikmah and good words. So call towards the way of your Lord, but بِالْحِكْمَةِ, with wisdom. So remember, calling towards the way of Allah, forbidding evil, is not something that comes naturally. You have to learn about it. You have to sit with those who are experienced in terms of da'wah ila Allah. They are a da'i themselves, and they have experience in this regard. When you sit with them and you learn how they speak to people, even from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, the life of the Prophet ﷺ is the greatest example. When we look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ, how there's a person who urinated in the masjid. It's a famous account, and how the Prophet ﷺ dealt with that person in the best possible manner. So all of these accounts are there for us to learn from. And we can't just say, or we can't go out there in the world and say, I'm calling towards the way of my Lord and not use wisdom and hope to succeed. No, it doesn't work like that. Meaning, if you're going to call towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a certain criteria we need to follow, certain way we need to follow. Who are the greatest callers to Allah? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter, the Sahaba, then you have the awliya of this ummah, rahimahumullah ta'ala. How do they call people towards the path of Allah azza wa jal? Are they harsh all the time, or are they harsh only when this is required? Are they gentle in their approach? You will find all of these things from the life of the awliya Allah, rahimahumullah ta'ala. So Allah jalla wa ala talks about those who have been given wisdom. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He grants wisdom to whomsoever he wants. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And whoever was granted wisdom by Allah, then he was granted abundant goodness. And we should pray for this. Ya Allah, grant us wisdom. Ya Allah, grant us this wisdom that you have called abundant goodness in the Quran. So again, look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sent to the world as rahmatul lil alamin, as the one who will call people towards the light, remove them from darkness, to rectify their state, to rectify the situation that they were in. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Baqarah, verse 151, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Just as we sent amongst you a messenger from you, he recites upon you our signs, and he purifies you, and he teaches you the book and wisdom, the book and hikmah. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. And he teaches you that which you did not know. The ulama say that the hikmah here, one interpretation is the hadith. But this verse is being mentioned here because the topic is hikmah and the word hakim, the name hakim. Another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Surah Baqarah, verse 129. He alayhi salam supplicated, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That, O Allah, and send amongst them a messenger from amongst them. He will recite upon them your signs, and he will teach them the book and hikmah, and he will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are the Almighty. You are the dominant one. Ya Allah, you are Hakim. Subhanallah. So we heard about the name Hakim in this episode, and we just touched upon it based on some verses of the Quran as well. So the meaning is the one who possesses wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. He is the one who makes the best decisions. One meaning of hikmat or Hakim is the one who makes a decision, judgment. And Allah is the best of those who makes decisions. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us wisdom as well. And we use wisdom throughout our life, whether that's in our home, when raising our children, treating our spouses in a nice manner, in our interactions with people, mu'amalat, transactions, in everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to use wisdom, to use hikmah. And inshallah, the one who uses wisdom in all of his affairs, all of his matters, inshallah, he is the one who succeeds as well. So Allah jalla wa ala is hakeem. He granted most wisdom to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make dua that, Ya Allah, for the sake of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us a share of this wisdom too. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.